Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Now it happened that while the crowd was pressing around Jesus and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake. But the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the land. And he sat down and began teaching the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered and said, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing. But I will do as you say and let down the nets." When they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat for them to come and help them. And they came and filled both of the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men." When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him.
In yesterday's devotion, those of us who are believers learned that obeying God in small matters is essential to receiving His rewards. What He asks us to do is never insignificant, though we may not always recognize the importance of saying yes. Peter couldn't have imagined the impact a simple boat trip would have in his life, but his obedience opened the door for God to bless him with a revolutionary ministry. When we do what the Lord asks, He's pleased. But when we disobey, it costs us. God loves His children unconditionally, and His plan for each one is perfect. Obeying Him will ultimately never prove disappointing, because when we do so willingly, our hearts open wide to let His power pour in. Believers should ask what God wants us to do in daily situations. We must learn to listen and be sensitive to His direction throughout the day. By keeping our mind attuned to Him, we'll begin to understand the significance of some decisions we might otherwise barely notice. This awareness leads to a lifestyle of walking with the Lord and receiving His best for us. Hindsight can help us recognize God's blessings. Looking at the past year, can you see His wisdom in leading you to make right decisions? Make 2025 a year of obedience. Choose to trust Him and receive the blessings He wants to give you.